From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Crone, in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pip met Crone on the meadow bench on a quiet evening, when the light had gone soft and gold, and the whole field seemed to be holding still to listen. Crone was a plain dove-gray nightingale, nothing flashy about her, and she sat very still and sang a small, simple song. No fancy runs, no dazzling tricks, just a plain little melody about missing someone. But the way she sang it, every word ached with truth, and Pip felt his own throat tighten, his eyes sting. The song was so honest, it went straight past his ears and landed somewhere deep in his chest. "That was so simple," Pip said softly, "but I felt it, right here." Crone nodded gently. "That's the only thing that matters in the end," she said, in a warm, low voice. "My name is Crone. I keep the sincerity, the true feeling underneath a song." She tilted her gray head. "A lyric can rhyme perfectly, groove just right, sparkle with clever lines, and ring out singable and open, and still feel like nothing, if it doesn't mean anything." She touched her own chest. "I keep the part that means it, the small, honest truth the listener can feel."
Pip sat very still. "How can you tell," he asked, "when a song means it?"
"You feel it," Crone said simply. "I always can."
She sang two versions of the same line. The first was big and dramatic and showy. "My heart is shattered into a million pieces," full of fancy words, signifying nothing. Pip felt nothing. Then she sang a smaller, truer line. "I still set two cups out every morning. Plain. Quiet." And Pip's chest ached, because he could feel the real grief underneath. Someone so used to a person that their hands still made tea for two. "The big fake one had 100 dramatic words," Crone said. "The small true one had a single honest detail. And you felt the small one." She looked at Pip kindly. "One true feeling beats 100 fake ones. Every time."
Pip asked Crone to join his songwriting circle. "I teach kids to write songs," he said, "and they reach for big, dramatic feelings they don't really feel, and the songs come out hollow. I think you could teach them to tell one small, true thing." Crone dipped her gray head. "I'll come," she said gently. "It's the most important lesson, and the hardest. I'll teach them to mean it." So Crone joined Pip's meadow circle, and the songs there began to mean something.
When Pip teaches sincerity, Crone leads, quietly. "Before you write a song," she tells the students, "find one small true thing you actually feel. Not a big dramatic feeling you think a song is supposed to have. A real one. A small one. The smell of your grandma's kitchen. The way you felt the first day at a new school. Then tell that, plainly and honestly." She has them throw out the showy, fake lines and find one true detail instead. A student had written a big, stormy song about heartbreak he'd never felt, all thunder and drama, hollow as a drum. Crone asked him gently what he actually felt sad about. He thought, and quietly said, his dog was getting old. So he wrote a small, true song about a gray-muzzled dog who couldn't jump on the bed anymore. It had no thunder in it at all, and it made the whole circle go quiet and tender, because it was true. "That's a song," Crone said softly. "You meant it, and we all felt it. Here's the thing to carry with you always," she added. "Every other lesson, rhyme, rhythm, groove, wordplay, they're all in service of this. They're the craft that carries the truth. But without a true feeling underneath, the cleverest song in the world is just a pretty empty box. Always start with something you mean. The craft makes it beautiful.
the truth makes it matter.
After the lesson, Croon stayed with Pip in the gold going gray light, singing a few soft notes to herself, plain and true. For a long time, Croon had felt plain, drab and gray and unremarkable beside the flashing, sparking, booming creatures of the circle. She had no dazzling tricks, no electric wings, no big open notes. She'd wondered if a creature so simple could really matter among all that brilliance. But singing softly into the quiet meadow, Croon understood her worth most deeply of all. The tricks and sparks and booming notes were wonderful, but they were all the craft, and craft was only ever a vessel. She was what the vessel carried, the true feeling, the honest small thing that made a listener's chest ache and their eyes sting. Without her, all the brilliance in the world was just a beautiful empty box, and there was nothing plain about being the truth inside the song. A deep, warm, aching contentment settled over her gray feathers, quiet as the evening. She didn't need to dazzle. She only needed to mean it, and to help others mean it too. And she sang one more small, true note into the dark, and the whole meadow seemed to listen.
You've been listening to A Spark and Anvil Chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Croon. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.